This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Patricia Guevara Chanel. Last name G-U, E for Europe, V for Victor, A for Apple, R, A for Apple, dash, Chanel, C for Charlie, H for House, A for Apple, N for Nancy, N for Nancy, E for Europe, L for Larry, L for Larry. The first name is Patricia, P for Paul, A for Apple, T for Tom, R, I for India, C for Charlie, I for India, A for Apple. Date, October 27, 2023, period, new paragraph. She's a 61-year-old practicing family physician who comes with the history of recurrent palpitation, coma, fatigue, and tiredness, plus dizziness at times with the palpitation period. Approximately 2 months ago, she suddenly had an episode of palpitation with sweating, nausea, vertigo-like feeling, and near syncopal episode period. She was seen in the emergency room where the EKG and CAT scan of the head did not show any significant abnormality. The symptom lasted for about an hour, but after receiving Zofran, Z for zebra, O, F for Frank, R, A for Apple, N for Nancy, in the emergency room, her symptom subsided significantly, period. She was then discharged home on Meclizin, M for Mary, E for Europe, C for Charlie, L for Larry, I for India, Z for Zebra, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, 25 milligram, 3 times a day as needed for dizziness, period. Gradually, her symptom of dizziness and vertigo has improved, but she continues to have symptoms of palpitation, period. In the meantime, she has remained active with her daily activity, including working in the office and house activity, period. At the time, she continues to have episodes of palpitation with the symptom of chest tightness lasting 1 to 2 minutes. Sometime with the activity, comma, sometime driving, and sometime at rest, period. She does have an anxiety problem, period. She also complains of sharp left precordial chest pain, lasting for a few seconds and happening again in off and on for a few minutes, period. Due to symptom of palpitation and chest tightness, she has to stop or decrease her activity, what she is doing, and this has interfered with her daily life, period. Shortness of breath on walking about half to 1 mile, period. No recent upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of any bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period. moisture of edema of feet, period. New paragraph, past history. She was seen in Loma Linda University Medical Center, Loma Linda, L for Larry, O, M for Mary, A for Apple, Linda, L for Larry, I for India, N for Nancy, D for David, A for Apple, Medical Center, on January 25, 2021, where she was diagnosed to have the probable postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Postural, P for Peter, O, S for Sam, T for Tom, U, R, A for Apple, L for Larry, orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, or POTS, P for Paul, O, T for Tom, S, period. She was also suspected to have inappropriate sinus tachycardia, period. Her workup at that time was Holter and echocardiogram, period. She also had a tilt-table test, tilt, T for Tom, I for India, L for Larry, T for Tom, table test, which was negative, period. The echocardiogram showed ejection fraction 65% and no other significant abnormality, period. The Holter monitor was done for 14 days on December 17, 2020, and it showed rare PACs, P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, S, and rare 2 PACs in a row and 1, 3 PACs in a row. She was also noticed to have 2 runs of atrial tachycardia. One was 4 beats at 121 beats per minute, and the other one was 5 beats at 128 beats per minute without any symptom, period. Very, very rare PVCs were noted, period. When patient reported or triggered the events, she was in sinus rhythm with occasional PACs, P for Peter, A for Apple, C for Charlie, S, PACs, period. New paragraph. No history of hypertension, coma, diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, coma, myocardial infarction, or hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, bronchial asthma, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy none, period. New paragraph. Social history. She does not smoke and does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history. Father died at the age of 62 due to myocardial infarction. And mother is alive and she has a mild hypertension, period. The one brother died at the age of 40 due to heart problem. And there are 4 other brothers who also had a heart problem, and they are in their early 60s, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP, edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except both pedal pulses, which are 1 to 2 by 4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected. period new paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremities 140/140/90/90 millimeters of mercury, period new paragraph. Cardiovascular system exam PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period S1 and S2 are normal, period no S3, comma no S4 or any significant heart murmur noted, period new paragraph. The respiratory system exam air entries equal on both sides, period there are no RALS or ronchi, period new paragraph. Elementary system exam there is no organomegaly, period there is no guarding or rigidity, period new paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period new paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period new paragraph. EKG normal sinus rhythm with the heart rate 84 beats per minute, period no significant abnormality noted, period new paragraph. Analysis, the patient continues to have recurrent episodes of palpitation and symptom of chest tightness, period. See also some other chest pain which are atypical, period. Her function, at this time, the patient's blood pressure is mildly elevated at 140/90 millimeters of mercury, period. See as a risk factor of father dying at the age of 62 due to myocardial infarction, period. And four brothers have a heart problem in their early 60s, period. New paragraph. Her workup for palpitation and tachycardia so far has not shown any definite etiology, period. So, in view of this plan, it was felt that patients should have a CT coronary angiogram to rule out any significant coronary artery disease, and also to know her coronary calcium score, period. Her CT coronary angiogram do not show any significant abnormality, then plan will be to consider possibility of microvascular dysfunction, and patient may need workup for that, including to consider the possibility of loop recorder to define her palpitation. Loop recorder, L for Larry, O, P for Peter, period. The patient also may want to consider electrophysiology consultation, period, new paragraph. Initial impression number one, symptom of chest tightness with palpitation, period. Patient has recurrent palpitation, which sometimes interferes with her daily activity. Next line, number two, hypertension at the time of present exam, period. Next line, number three, symptom of vertigo with nausea, vomiting, and near syncopal episode about 2 months ago, period. Number four, anxiety, stress, period. Number five, she has been diagnosed in the past at Loma Linda University Medical Center with the POTS, P for Paul, O, T for Tom, S in capital letter, and also inappropriate sinus tachycardia, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Patadia.